Shalom to all. So we're gonna have a quick parsha recap of parshas Ekev and Moshe continuing to encourage the Bnei Yisrael to trust in Hashem, keep the mitzvos, and stay far from avodah zarah. If the mitzvos are kept, then Hashem is gonna grant blessing in the womb, fruit of the tree, cattle, and flocks. There's gonna be no barren people or animals. No maladies are gonna befall Klal Yisrael, and Hashem will drive the enemies away. Do not fear the nations. Just remember everything Hashem did to Mitzrayim and how He took Klal Yisrael out with miracles, signs, a strong hand, and outstretched arm. Burn all their idols and do not take the gold and silver on them, for it's a trap. Remember that there was no food, and Hashem provided manna that wasn't previously known about. The clothes didn't get worn out, and feet didn't swell the entire 40 years. Sojourn. Know that the land is good, full of streams and wells, a land with wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives for oil, and juicy dates. Take care not to eat, be satisfied, make lots of money, be happy with it, and then forget Hashem by attributing all of your success to your own hard work. Remember that all your goodness and wealth comes from Hashem. Do not serve idols. Hashem will swiftly destroy you. Moshe Rabbeinu continued, don't fear the nations, for Hashem is a consuming fire and will destroy them. When this happens, don't say that it's because of your righteousness that you got the land and because of their wickedness that they were driven away. Yes, because of their wickedness they were driven away, but you have rebelled against Hashem for as long as I've known you. Then Moshe Rabbeinu began enumerating a number of times they rebelled, starting with a detailed description of the Chet HaEgel. He was on the mountain 40 days and nights, and then he got the luchas, but came down, saw the Egel, broke the luchas, and davened Hashem not to destroy you. How Hashem eventually forgave them and gave Moshe Rabbeinu the second luchas. Moshe then reminded everyone that even though the entire world is Hashem's, He chose the Bnei Yisrael, and therefore they should A. not be so stiff-necked, B. know that Hashem is mighty and does not show favor to one that throws off the yoke and cannot be bribed with money, C. judges and supports the orphan and widow, and D. provides bread and clothing for converts, and for that matter, don't harass a ger because you are gerim in Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu highlighted that they all witnessed the miracles of Mitzrayim in the Midbar firsthand and then described how wonderful Eretz Yisrael is, the land is fertile, and the eyes of Hashem are constantly on it. Next, we have the parsha of Ahaya Im Shemaya. If you listen to the commandments and serve Hashem with love, rain's going to fall in the proper time, you'll gather the crops, there'll be grass for grazing, and you're going to eat and be satisfied. Be careful not to be seduced and go straight to serve other gods, for then the wrath of Hashem will burn, the heavens will be stopped, no rain will fall, and the crops will not grow. You shall teach these words to your children, speak in them morning and evening, and place them in tefillin and mezuzos. The parsha concludes that if you're going to safeguard all these commandments, love Hashem with all your hearts and cling to Him, Hashem is going to drive away all the nations. Anywhere your feet tread shall be yours, and your fear will be instilled in all the nations. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.